Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams in Madtown. We are super stoked to have a phenomenal woman on the line because, honey, she has created an event that really touches the hearts of so many people out here, especially when it comes to you having a beautiful pooch of your own.
Yes, we have Beth Vinny from Czar's Promise on the phone. Hey, Beth, how are you?
Awesome. Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for having Czar's Promise as a guest this morning. You rock.
Oh, my gosh. We love you. You know, last year we were a part of your phenomenal event that you put on, again, to help out so many of those who have lost their best friends. So let's talk about Czar's Promise for people that are new to that.
Okay, number one, we help families and companion animals who have been diagnosed with cancer and are undergoing chemotherapy or palliative care treatment. And right now, these companion animals really need our financial, emotional, and educational support. So that's number one. But we still need to find a cure. So what we also do is we provide financial grants to our very own UW School of Vet Medicine and American Family Children's Hospital to help find a cure for cancer in our companion animals and our children, because they get the same kind of cancer. And if we can find a new treatment, a new therapy, or hopefully a cure for one species, we can do it for the other.
You know, when it comes to Beth Madtown, she is the founder of Czar's Promise. Czar was actually named after your beautiful dog that you lost.
Yes, Czar was my Great Pyrenees that was diagnosed with bone cancer in 2012. And he lived an incredible life overall and fought that battle for 19 months. And passed away in December of 2013.
Love goes out to you. I lost my German Shepherd, Kaya. I know we were just talking about that. It's the hardest thing ever to lose our little ones, for sure.
Yeah.
It is, definitely.
Hey, I know that Czar's Promise holds an annual walk, which 93.1 Jams is a sponsor of. So can you tell us a little bit about how that has been affected by the COVID-19 outbreak?
Sure. First of all, on behalf of Czar's Promise, we are so appreciative to Jams and you both for supporting us for what is now the second year in a row.
Yes.
So last year was our inaugural walk, the Inspiring Hope Walk. It was scheduled this year for Saturday, May 9th. However, we had to change the date thanks to COVID-19, and we have pushed it out to Saturday, October 3rd, same time, same place, Winnequa Park, Monona, Wisconsin. And we are so excited to be hosting it in the most beautiful time of the year in Wisconsin.
Let that be true.
Yeah.
Let that be true. You bet.
That's right. COVID, I know you're out there and you can hear us right now. You are not taking us down. You are not going to take away our events. They are reoccurring. So, Beth, do you foresee COVID-19, by the way, having lasting effects on your organization?
We're affected right now, today. Number one, we have had to reschedule our largest fundraising effort of the year, which is the walk. Last year, we raised $88,000 at the walk, thanks to this community. And so our largest fundraiser is getting pushed back by 5 months. That has a financial impact on our organization. Number two, right now, we are providing financial support to 11 canines who are undergoing chemo and palliative care treatment. And two of those families, for sure, the pup parents have lost their jobs due to COVID-19. So this adds an additional financial stressor to those families. And this is going to have a residual effect long term. I expect to see more of this, but that is what we are here to do, is we are here to help any family who is going through a cancer diagnosis with their companion animal.
Wow. So how can someone get more information or make a donation to help out?
Okay, a couple ways. Number one, visit us at czarspromise.com, czarspromise.com. More information on our walk. sign up. It's going to be a great day. If you want to be a vendor or a sponsor, we welcome you. Or follow us on Facebook at Czar's Promise. We are up to date with everything going on with our organization.
Well, Madtown, you know it. If you have a pooch in your life, you know how special those kids are, because that's what they are. They're our children. And when our children get sick and we have to take them in and we have to have surgical, you know, things done on them, it is a high cost. And especially when you're talking about us trying to save our animals when it comes to cancer, it's an ongoing treatment and it's very expensive. You do not want to have to make a decision to put your dog down because you don't have the ability to pay that bill. So I so appreciate you, Beth, coming on the air and sharing what you do with Czar's Promise. It's very, very important. And again, if you want to get a hold and donate, go to czarspromise.com for more information. And again, even though that the event has been canceled in May, the annual Inspiring Hope Dog Walk is rescheduled on Saturday, October 3rd. And we will definitely be seeing you there.
Yes. Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you to our community for your support.
Oh, we love you, girl. Aww. You take care of yourself, okay?
Okay, you as well. Thank you.
All right, there you have it, everybody. Czar's Promise, Beth Vinnie on Chris in the Morning Rush, right here on 93.1 Jams.